Leasing the property. It is the property manager's job to do the advertising required to keep the property at 100% occupancy or as close to it as possible. That means knowing which advertising vehicles get results and developing the promotions and promotional messages to get that job done. This could be ads, it could be signs, it could be signing agreements with local apartment finder services, or it could be setting up a resident referral program. There are an unlimited number of tactics for getting prospective resident traffic. Professional property management companies know what works and what doesn't. You can also handle this part of the job on your own. But be aware that getting residents is not the sole objective. You want to attract the right residents. So as a rule, I never rent an apartment to anyone who has not been run through a criminal and credit check. In every apartment building or community that we manage, every applicant is run through a background check. We are not under any obligation by law to rent to criminals under any Equal Housing Act. What I do feel is a moral responsibility to provide as safe a living environment as possible for our residents. Increasing the cash flow. It is the property manager's responsibility to increase the cash flow of the property. Good property managers understand the real-world parameters within which they must work to achieve this goal. But if you are managing the property yourself, you'll want to be aware of what the market is doing in your immediate area. Take the time to review your local newspapers, drive by the competition, and call the surrounding properties in the area so that you'll know your market before you increase your rents. Simply call and ask the rental rate, the square footage, the deposits required, and what is included in the rent. Legal and contracts. Get into the rental property business and you'll quickly learn that most states have a lot of laws governing the operations of apartments, big or small. A professional management company knows these laws and has in place the appropriate forms for residents and property owners to complete upon leasing. In addition, they know how to file the appropriate reports and documents within their state. If you do not use an outside firm, you'll need to create your own leases, eviction notices, pet addendums, and so on in accordance of the law. Management companies also ensure that all residents are treated the same. In other words, that all have read and signed the required paperwork and are apprised of their rights as residents and of your rights as a landlord. When you are your own property manager, especially of small properties, it's easy to be lax with your paperwork. This can and will get you into trouble eventually. If you don't believe me, rent the movie Pacific Heights, starring Michael Keaton. Not everyone is as nice as they appear on the outside. Maintenance. It's the property manager's job to maintain the landscaping, paint the apartments and the buildings, make sure all the appliances within the rental units are in good working order, and do everything including change the light bulbs in the common areas. This is all the routine stuff that makes an apartment building look like a great place to live, or a dump if it is neglected. You or your property manager will receive, manage, and complete all work orders for existing residents. You'll clean the carpets, manage the trash pickup, as well as coordinate or meet with all contractors for repairs. Additionally, if you are your own property manager, you'll need to source and negotiate your own providers for these services, including plumbers, electricians, carpet cleaning companies, landscapers, painters, carpenters, and so on. Property management companies typically have agreements with companies they can count on at a favored rate based on volume of work.